CyberPulse Daily. Pressure Ledger. Today's CyberPulse Daily Brief is about the pressure ledger. Not a balance sheet, not a ransomware note. The ledger is the quiet calculation attackers are now making before they move. Which access can be converted fastest into payment, disclosure leverage, identity abuse, or operational paralysis? That matters for enterprise security teams across the Gulf, because the newest signal is not only technical exploitation, it is monetization discipline. A public sector entity paid a seven-figure data theft demand, according to fresh reporting. A leading ransomware service is consolidating criminal market share. A separate underground partnership is packaging intrusion, persistence, negotiation, and pressure into a more industrial model. And developer ecosystems are again being used as credential collection machinery. The story is no longer whether attackers can get in, it is whether your organization understands the conversion paths after they do. Start with extortion. Reporting over the weekend described a government entity paying $1 million to a data theft crew after stolen records were used as leverage. Strip away the geography and the headline becomes more useful. Data theft alone is now priced as a business interruption event. No encryption is required if the attacker can prove possession, target reputation, and force a decision cycle faster than counsel, communications, insurance, and the board can align. That is the first operational lesson for today. Data exposure response cannot sit behind the incident response plan as a communications appendix. It needs pre-approved decision authorities, escalation thresholds, evidence handling rules, and a negotiating posture before the first leak threat arrives. Second, the ransomware market is maturing around scale. InfoSecurity reported that one ransomware as a service operation has become dominant after market disruption pushed affiliates toward brands that provide reliability. Separate reporting described a gang partnership designed to industrialize attacks through shared tooling and service delivery. In plain language, defenders are not only facing malware, they are facing criminal operations with partner channels, repeatable delivery, and a customer success model for extortion. For CISOs, the board question is uncomfortable. Can your recovery program withstand an adversary that has standardized the business of pressure better than the enterprise has standardized the business of resilience? Third, the developer layer remains a rich conversion route. New reporting described more than 100 malicious packages and extensions seeded into public software ecosystems, with the objective of stealing secrets from developers and build environments. Another report described packages impersonating common build tooling to harvest credentials and tokens. The key point is not the brand names involved. It is that developer trust can become financial leverage within minutes. One token becomes source access, one source path becomes cloud secrets, one cloud secret becomes customer data. This is where security leadership should stop treating package hygiene as a specialist engineering issue. It belongs on the identity and data risk agenda. Developer credentials need short life, repository access should be conditional, and build systems should be monitored like payment systems, because attackers increasingly value them that way. Fourth, exposure tempo is widening below the application layer. Researchers disclosed unpatched flaws in a file system component bundled into millions of embedded devices. Fresh kernel research also described a flaw that can allow a local user to gain elevated privileges on widely deployed operating system environments. Neither story should trigger panic. Both should trigger inventory realism. Devices, mobile fleets, kiosks, appliances, and Linux estates create lateral paths when ownership is fragmented and update authority is unclear. Fifth, there is an active exploitation reminder from enterprise software. Rapid7 warned about exploitation of a zero-day in a human resources and enterprise application platform, while the public exploited vulnerability catalog added another actively abused product issue this week. This is the recurring tempo problem. Attackers do not need every exposure. They need the one business system where patch ownership, internet exposure, and identity privilege intersect. Today's action structure is simple. P0. Convene a same-day review of extortion decision readiness. Identify who can authorize negotiation posture, public communication, legal escalation, and data validation if stolen data is posted or threatened. P1. Treat developer secrets as business-critical assets. Enforce package source restrictions, token rotation, repository monitoring, and build environment isolation for teams with production access. P2. Map the pressure ledger. For the top 20 sensitive systems, document the fastest route from compromise to business leverage. Data disclosure, payment disruption, privileged identity, recovery sabotage, or public operational impact. All links related to this episode are included in the show notes. Ransomware market reporting, data extortion coverage, malicious developer package analysis, embedded device research, kernel flaw reporting, and active exploitation advisories are all there if you want to dig into the sources. That is your CyberPulse Daily Brief for Sunday, July 5th, 2026. Stay vigilant.